Dogge.
Yeehaw.
8:17. Good morning, Brock. Hunter.
What's up, kid?
All right, before the break, Hunter was like, hey, I got to tell you something. Remind me. So yeah. what do you have to do?
I can't believe I've gone this long today without telling. Dude, you're going to be so jealous. Ah. Oh. Getting a few items today, dude. You're gonna be over staring at what we're getting. Oh, I can't wait for you to be so jealous of what we're getting today. Can you take a guess?
Of what you and your wife are getting today?
Yeah. Specifically you. You're gonna be like, damn, really? No.
I have no idea. I'm trying to think. I don't know what I would be jealous of you guys getting. We haven't talked about anything. What are you getting?
This morning. Actually, probably right around now. Brand new gutters.
Oh, yes. Yes.
See, I knew you'd be.
Dude, that's a great thing. That's a great day. New gutter day. It's like my favorite day of the year. Day. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we had that big rain, you know. What was it, last week or a week and a half ago? Mm-hmm. Anyway, we were outside watching. We were like, my God, there is a monsoon coming from the side of our house. No wonder our basement gets wet sometimes. So we had to call, get new guts, man.
You can tell a lot about a person by their gutters, okay? And I stand by this, all right? My gutters are clean, all right? I got the little the dirt guards in there, you know, so the stuff doesn't build up. The water runs through, but everything else. And I still get up there. I clean the top of those. I get the stuff. I get the twigs, the leaves, the dirt, everything out of there. Because that helps keep your home dry. There's nothing more just boiling rage-inducing for me than when I see someone with gummed-up gutters. All right, get your ass up on that ladder, and you get it out there. But, Hunter, I will tell you.
You know what? Go ahead.
With these new gutters, are you getting the gutter guards up on top, or are you just getting the gutters put in?
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I think we're going to discuss that. I think the options are there. I'm not exactly sure, but I'm new to this. I'm totally fresh in the gutter world. So.
Pay the extra for the debris guards, okay? I'm telling you, man, because then that helps out because you don't have to get up there as much. I still do because...
Don't have to Griswold my way up there.
Exactly, exactly. It just pay...
Yeah, how about this?
Pay the extra.
You know, I'll tell you this. You're such a good buddy of mine. We're such good friends. I'll let you clean my gutters. How about that?
Well, that's so kind of you. Here's the other thing, all right? This is the other... All right, just like you got to bait your own hook, okay? You fight your own fights. You clean your own effing gutters, okay? You're not a man if you don't clean your own gutters, okay? You get your ass up there. You get some gloves on and you clean those gutters, okay?
You got to at least come and show me how to do it for like the first year.
Now, I'll supervise, all right? I'll supervise. I'll let you get up there.
Hold the ladder at least. Would you hold the ladder, would you?
It's a scooping motion. You have to use a scooper. You kind of use your hand as like a dowel, and you got to scoop underneath and then flick. Scoop and flick.
What sucks is you can't mow those leaves in the gutter because that's what I would do.
That's what you just... Actually, you know what? Take that little wispy lawnmower that you have. You could easily lift that thing
up
there.
That? Yeah. What if I just took the weed whacker and just kind of put it in the gutter and just went along?
Sure. I still think there's a million-dollar idea. And they have extensions for like water to go up, but there's got to be some kind of invention or I could make one where it's like a big hose or something, like, you know, it could either suck the leaves and debris out or it could blow it out. It's got to happen. And so you can stand on the ground.
The gutter robot. How about that? Just once in a while, it just wipes through it. And just
actually, they might have those. Brandon did bring up a good point. He said, you mean show Hunter's wife how to do it, just like shoveling snow. She'll be the one doing that.
Shut up, Brandon. She's not scared of heights. It's not my fault.
Hunter's up there and his knees are just knocking. I'm scared.
No, dude, I'm not good up there. That's for sure.
Oh, my God.
They start trembling a little bit. And then you start shaking the ladder. It doesn't help.
It's not even one full story up there, all right? You can get up there, you Nancy.
Right. I'm scared of heights, and I'm allergic to snow, Brandon. So you know what?
Good thing there's someone there with broad shoulders and a good strong back at that house.
Jeez.
But no, I'm excited for you. This is a big day. You're going to be a new man. You're going to just feel brand new with those new gutters. So,
yeah. I'm going to be standing back just looking at them for an hour.
That's what I do. Dude, I constantly. I just stand out there with a cold beer looking at my gutters going, damn, those are nice gutters. Look at those gutters right there. Yep, nice.
Well, I'm so excited, I know you get excited
I'm
about
excited.
That.
I am very excited.
You're a little jealous, aren't you?
Those things are going to be so full of debris and crap, and you're never going to touch them. I just know you're going to ruin it. I'm going to have to come over there, waste a Saturday. All right. Well, we'll hear more about Hunter's gutters here a little bit later on. Right now, though, it is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's
up? I bet you she's got clean gutters. I bet
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay, this is weird. All right. And I know the loss of a loved one can be tough, but don't do this, okay? Especially for the reasons that this guy did it. A man in Austria is in big trouble after investigators discovered that he kept the body of his dead mother in his basement for over a year so that he could continue collecting her pension.
That is so weird. Dude. It's just creepy movie. That's like a horror flick.
Yeah, we've seen this on the ID. We've seen this on the ID channel before, okay?
Yeah. Right,
this exact scenario.
So would he just prop her up in the corner?
So investigators paid the 66-year-old man a visit after some people began to suspect that his 89-year-old mother may have died in June of 2020. When they arrived at the house, investigators found a woman's body and learned that she had died at the home more than a year ago and that her son continued to collect tens of thousands of dollars worth of benefits. A medical examiner performed an autopsy on the woman and found no signs of foul play. So it looks like Ma just croaked.
She's croaked out.
But he's like, look. All right.
He didn't say nothing.
No one's going to miss this old bag.
Okay? I thought she was sleeping.
That's it. I thought she was just snoozing every time I went down. I thought she was just taking a hard nap.
She's getting old. She's just tired. I don't know.
It doesn't go into details, but you'd think he'd have to do something to preserve the body, right?
After a year. Oh, man. Yeah, the neighbors are going to start smelling that, man.
Yeah, yeah. All the neighborhood cats are always prowling around your house. Yeah, don't do this. Look, it's not right.
How do you sleep? How do you go to bed at night knowing mom's down there?
Well, easily because her ghost is hanging around reading you bedtime stories because that house is haunted now, okay? For sure, that is haunted with the ghost of your dead mother that you left in the basement to collect her pension. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, but put that guy away. He doesn't need to be.
That's it. No word on the dad, though. I don't know where the dad is, if he's still alive or what. But if he dies, though, check the basement. Check the basement. All right. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.